Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge. He's a big
ball wizard that has to be a... All right, walk into any bar in Chicago and across America, and there's a growing likelihood you'll run into a pinball machine. You might be surprised to find groups of people excitedly plunking down quarter after quarter into the machines and talking about high scores, especially in what's called a barcade, where rooms are filled with patrons enjoying a beer and playing a game or two. This scene might feel like something out of the 1980s, but it's not. Pinball is back. A surprising link with the city of Chicago's past, the pinball machine, the bumpers and flippers that entertained generations, owes much of its history to the Windy City. The only true pinball manufacturer on the planet, Stern Pinball, operates right here in Chicago. There's a bunch of new pinball games coming out, and joining us this morning to talk about it all is my pal, Gary Stern, president of Stern Pinball. Good morning, Gary.
Good afternoon, evening. I'm in the evening right now. I am in Rome because we export 40% of our games out of the U.S. So we have shows all over the world. Next week there's a show in Chicago, actually out in I guess that's Wheeling at the Westin Hotel. So I'm walking along the street here back to my hotel so I can get ready for tomorrow. We have different kind of shows, different kind of business events. The event here is mostly for commercial operators, people who put games in barcades, as you mentioned, and I think I'm getting an echo, so I'm going to move somewhere else. In barcades and in seaside resorts here in Italy, what have you. It's a very good market for us. The show next week is for pinball enthusiasts and also what we call rec room buyers, somebody who might be interested in pinball. And if you are, come by Wheeling at the Westin Hotel Wednesday through Sunday. We got a lot of great events out there, and one of them is on Thursday, a tour of the Stern factory. We are introducing, we have a number of new games, but we're introducing Elvira. Elvira and the Haunted House. Elvira is a classic for pinball, and Cassandra Peterson, Elvira herself, will be at this event. She'll be there Friday and Saturday. We have a launch party Friday night. On Saturday, she'll be there in the afternoon on Friday and signing autographs and appearing at the launch party, and then again Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. At the end of the tour, us and our company and Marco, a company in the enthusiast parts business and parts business for pinball, has a party that's going to run probably from 8 p.m. to probably 6 in the morning Sunday morning. I don't know if I'll be there myself, but these people like to play pinball. We've got a dozen 15 brand new Elvira pinball machines there for people to play, along with lots of others. Our new Jurassic Park pinball machine is there. You asked me one question, and I'm just answering as I go along here.
Well, no, you know what? You know, I
make it easy for you.
You do.
All of us, we're all so excited about pinball. Pinball's fun. It's cool, and we're just pop culture today.
That's what I love about it, is that you really stay on top of the trends. You know, recent Stern pinball titles, folks, just to give you a taste, Ghostbusters, Spider-Man, Games of Thrones, Kiss, The Walking Dead, the 50th anniversary of the Mustang, Star Trek, one of my favorites.
Don't forget Deadpool.
But Batman 66 was the one. Yeah. You know, I have some older pinball machines. I never bought a new one. That was my first new Stern pinball machine. And the fact that you got Adam West, you know, before he passed to voice it.
Yep.
And it really pulls together, you know, the classic game of pinball with some new technology. I mean, I've got a I've got the 1977 pinball game, second best-selling of all time, 8-Ball. And my 18-year-old, 14-year-old, 7-year-old, you know, has been playing Batman 66, you know, but when they turn over to that game, my youngest one goes, "Where's the screen?" And I'm like, "No, there is no screen.
Yes.
there's no screen on these old ones."
What you're pointing out,
yeah,
what you're pointing out is that we've added an LCD screen. It's a 15-inch diagonal. It's a good size. We show, but still has pinball back glass artwork on it. The classic thing about pinball, and we show on that screen. We have our own animations. We create animations just like a video game, but we also show sometimes film from the different TV shows or movies. And in the case of your Batman 66, that show was in 1966, and it is a classic cult, if you would, TV show. Again, pop culture, and there we are. With scenes exactly from that. In Elvira, we use we've done something unique, never before done, and that is filmed Cassandra, and she's an actress, and she plays Elvira as she always has, filmed special just for this pinball machine.
Oh, that's cool!
So
I love that.
She's introducing 26 different. Great B, if you would, or B movie, horror movies, just like she did all those years ago. And of course, you as the player are trying to get the monsters from the movies back onto the film. When you get done playing the game, that pinball machine will play you a trailer of the movies and events you participated in. You will make a new trailer each time you play the game.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but, you know, Svengoolie is still on the air, and I'm telling you, there's thousands of people that wait in line to meet this guy, and he's still doing... You know, you got to talk to that guy. That might be a good one, yeah.
Yeah, but no, you introduced me to him.
I did.
Now, that'd be cool. The thing about Elvira is there is a history. There was a pinball machine about.
Right.
Valley was a big pinball company, no longer in it. And they made Elvira and the Party Monsters, and then a decade later, they made Scared Stiff. And interestingly, the playfield, the designer who did the first the layout of these playfields, a guy named Dennis Norman, did the playfield first layout for Elvira and the Haunted House, and the artist and the idea guy and moving force behind it, Greg Ferris, again, all three games, worked on all three games. And for the pinball enthusiasts,
cool.
Software in this case, rules and everything were by Lyman Sheets. So this is just a great team that really has their heart into this game.
Oh, all your people do. Your entire team just does such a meticulous job on all this. And I was looking at some of the other things that are in production on your website, the Munsters, classic TV series for that.
Yeah.
The Beatles, you got a Beatles Mania, Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Wars comic arc.
Yep. We just introduced Star Wars comic arc. Star Wars has been a great game for us, and it was at the movie. The movie art, and we re-arted it with a comic look art, the artist who did it is a experienced, famous, been doing art for 30 some years for Lucas and for this name's Randy Martinez, and Randy is an exceptionally experienced. artist, but he's done Lucas Star Wars games. I mean, he really brings this to life. So, it's a different look. Now, this game in the movie art has been exceptionally successful for us, both for collectors and enthusiasts and general homeowners, but as a game earning for these operators and family entertainment centers and in barcades. Been a great game. Now we're rejuvenating it, shall we say, giving it more life, and it's going to go on. For Star Wars is Star Wars, and especially with the with the Williams music in it. You know, it's just incredible stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, again, it is all the epitome of pop culture. Like, you want to own all these games. And I know you like to hear that. But, you know, when you're talking, you know, hottest shows on television, WWE, WrestleMania, Metallica, you got an Iron Maiden game that's on your list right
now. Iron Maiden's been great. Yep. And Iron Maiden designed by Keith and Keith is one of the top players. You know, the IFPA, the International Flipper Pinball Association, ranks almost 100,000 players in 30 countries. And so competitive pinball is also important. Now, a lot of those people, it's like golf, a lot of those people, you know, play once in a while and, you know, just happen to be in a tournament and get ranked. On the pro side, we have the Stern Pro Circuit, sponsored by eBay. There's 20 big tournaments throughout the world. We'll have an event at the Wheeling at the Pinball Expo, but the main events, the 20 of them, yield the 40 of the best players in the world, and in March. We have a final in Chicago. You know, you should all come for that. We have great entertainment for it, and we have great players with monitors so you can see what they're doing. It's really an exciting sport.
I love hearing your passion for this because you've been doing this a really long time. And, you know, we've talked about...
Why? Because I'm 74?
Because you're 74. Yeah. You've been doing it forever. No, I love it. I love it. But, you know...
I've only been doing it 72 years.
But, right, exactly. I know you were a kid. So that's what I want to talk about a little bit is the history behind this, because you think about pinball. Back in the 1930s, there was probably 150 pinball manufacturers. 2 years later, there was 14. It was Williams. It was Gottlieb. It was Bally. I mean, it was very few. But Chicago, has always been the epicenter of pinball, right?
Well, that's true. And it's just like, you know, Detroit was once the center for automobiles. And what happens is, and we're not quite as big as the automobile business, although we are a manufacturing business. We consider ourselves more of a lifestyle brand than a manufacturing business, which I'll come back to. But we do have a factory, 110,000 square foot factory in Elk Grove Village. We have in the building any particular day, there's about 350 people and probably another 3,000 in our extended supplier community. We have all kinds of artists and engineers and software and video producers doing work for us. There's a lot involved in making a modern pinball machine. So, we are a manufacturer, and the people who are familiar with pinball, who know how, you know, have the skills, who grew up in it, happen to live in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, they do.
And the people who have the tooling for the parts and the people who are used to making our kind of parts are mostly in the Chicagoland area. We import very few parts for our games. We make almost everything in the Chicagoland area, if not extended past that into the United States. We're very proud to be an American manufacturer. But more than that, as I say, we're creating a lifestyle brand to perpetuate pinball machines. And when I say that, we're not just making pinball machines the terrestrial game. We have digital versions of the game. One of the things that introduces young people, they find pinball on their phone and they say, hey, maybe I'll go play that.
We got
digital games. We've got accessories to trick out the pinball machines for the enthusiasts. We have merch, t-shirts, hats, you know, like any hot global brand would have. We have a loyalty club, the Stern Insiders, that people can find out even more about what we're doing, and that will grow and grow. And we have the Stern Army, which are enthusiasts that help with events in these barcades or what have you. We have launch parties for Jurassic Park, over 100 launch parties. And Friday night at Pinball Expo, there will be a launch party at the Pinball Expo in Wheeling. The idea being that we get you know, that people want to see the game soon, and we get a bunch of games out there, and we have a competition where they can just play and have a good time. As I said, we'll have 15 machines for people just to play at our launch party.
It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe, because we've talked about this before too, that in the like the 40s through the 70s, pinball was banned, like in New York and other places around the country. Was it banned?
Yep.
Why did people not want to play?
Because I can answer that one. I know, and that is because there was at one time. There was a gambling type of pinball machines, one balls and bingos. But our games are not gambling. Our games are purely amusement.
Right.
It's fun to compete, as the old Gottlieb games used to say. Come on out and play. At our launch party, we got beer for courtesy of Goose Island is donating beer, supplying beer for our launch party.
That's awesome. So
Logan Arcade and Goose Island are helping support this event.
Well, I'll tell you,
it's more than just, you know, a pinball machine sitting in the corner.
Well, if you want to own a Stern pinball and really learn a little bit more about what Gary's been talking about visually, so you can see what these games look like. I mean, they're absolutely spectacular from the design and the intricacies of the inner workings. You can visit sternpinball.com. And again, for more on this weekend's Pinball Expo here in Chicago, it's going to happen in Wheeling starting on Wednesday. And again, you get to experience all the new games. You get to actually take a tour of Stern Pinball, the company, and there's so many activities and going on in those 4 days, 5 days. You want to visit pinballexpo.net. Well, you have safe travels back from Italy, my friend, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks very much, and everybody come by. I'll be there.
All right, top stories are next here on 720 WGN.